Now here we have an image that we looked at last time of an instrument level on the topographic surface of the Earth, and of course the direction of gravity does not coincide with perpendicular to the ellipsoid. Ellipsoid height of a station is illustrated here. And the concept's very straightforward, of course. A reference ellipsoid, however, may be above or below the surface of the Earth at a particular place. If the ellipsoid surface is below the surface of the Earth at a point, the ellipsoid height has a positive sign, as you see here in this image. If the ellipsoid surface is above the surface of the Earth at a point, the ellipsoid height has a negative sign. That's important to remember. But it's also important to remember that the measurement of an ellipsoid height is along a line perpendicular to the ellipsoid and not along a plumb line. And most often these are not the same. And of course, it's worthwhile to also remember that it's completely impossible to set up any instrument, including a GPS receiver, on the ellipsoid, since the ellipsoid is an abstract, imaginary thing. So, the point is that ellipsoid heights are not what most people think of as an elevation. That's different. That's an orthometric height based upon gravity. An ellipsoid height is also not measured in the direction of gravity, and it's not measured, therefore, in the conventional sense of down or up.